You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not for the first time in the last week or 10 days or so, we begin this program with a sidelong glance at the politics of this economy. History, of course, being made today in the House. Our lane, though, is where we shall stay, with a couple of items to note the part that businesses are playing right now, and then on to the economics of this economy. How about that? Item number one, Airbnb. The short-term rental company said today it is canceling all of its short-term rentals in Washington, D.C. during inauguration week. Refunds and reimbursements in full will be paid to hosts and travelers. The rationale there, hopefully self-explanatory. Item number two, corporate political donations. Boeing today joined Hallmark and Walmart, a bunch of Wall Street banks and some others, in suspending all political donations. The question, of course, is how long that lasts. On the topic of how long things are going to last, we turn now to the gains to be had from those $600 relief checks that started going out a couple of weeks ago and when we might expect to start seeing them show up in this economy. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has been talking to some people about how they are spending or not spending that money.
When Austin Flannery in Greenville, South Carolina, got his $600 check, he decided to splurge. First on a barbecue dinner with his girlfriend.
Brisket, beans,
potato salad, iced tea.
That meal was like $70.
Then on some clothes, like a $50 pair of pants. Then he saw a painting at a local store of some French actor from the 1800s who's all dressed up and smoking a pipe. Bought that too.
And then I went home and I was like, man, he needs to be tattooed on me. He looks so elegant. So I got a tattoo of him.
On his forearm. Another $400. When Flannery got the first check in the spring, he used it to pay off medical bills. But he had just lost his job at an insurance company. Since then, he's gotten a new job.
Luckily enough, I'm in a financial place right now where I could afford to have a little bit of fun. So I did.
One reason the government is sending out checks is so that people like Flannery will spend money. Another is economic relief. I heard from people today who used the money to pay for necessities like rent and heating oil. In San Diego, Catherine Olensky and her husband got $1,200.
Some of it went toward just bills, just trying to survive.
Specifically gas and electric. They saved the rest. Olensky's a hairstylist, and her salon is currently shut down.
Honestly, who knows what 2021 is going to look like for work for me. And we always just want to be more prepared than less.
A lot of people are using the money to set themselves up financially, like Hector M. Rico in Chicago.
Me and my fiance, we plan to buy a house soon. So definitely trying to pay off some debt to build the credit, get a better interest rate on a mortgage.
And he's using some of the money to buy raffle prizes for his students. He teaches phys ed at a pre-K through 8 public school.
I like to give out like little pedometers. I get them at like Target sometimes, $30, $20. Jump ropes at the dollar store.
One thing I heard over and over, a lot of people are giving a portion of their check away to neighbors, family members, and charities like food banks. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
In tomorrow's news of this economy today, President-elect Biden's expected to announce his plans for another round of COVID relief tomorrow. It's likely to include $2,000 checks to individuals, extended unemployment benefits, more money to cities and states. And some Democratic members of Congress are pushing for Biden to include baby bonds, $1,000 for every newborn child as a way to help close the racial wealth gap. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
The idea is that every baby in the U.S. would get a savings account at birth that the federal government would add to every year. How much would depend on a family's income. Once kids turn 18, they could use it to pay for college, buy a house, or start a business. Derek Hamilton is an economics professor at the New School.
It will ensure that regardless of the family you're born into, regardless of your race or your gender, you have some asset foundation by which to accumulate asset security.
White families in the U.S. typically have 10 times more wealth than Black families, according to a study from the Brookings Institution. And William Elliott, a social work professor at the University of Michigan, says baby bonds would help close that gap.
We can't make racism go away easily. We can't make gender inequality go away easily, right? But we can provide people with resources, and it has tangible effects on people's lives.
Those effects are more than just financial, says Michael Sheradin. He directs the Center for Social Development at Washington University.
The kids will do better educationally. Their social development will be higher at an earlier age. The parents are more engaged with their children's future.
Programs like this already exist in some states, including Maine, Pennsylvania, and Nebraska. The federal proposal would cost roughly $60 billion a year. David Neuville at the nonprofit Prosperity Now says more stimulus and unemployment should be the government's first priorities.
But if we really want to transform the economy in the long run, I think an investment like this is absolutely necessary to really begin to close that divide.
And with Democrats about to be in control in Washington, Neuville says he thinks baby bonds stand a real chance of passing. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.